all the war. I want all the war. Send the word.
All right, this is another episode of Orphan Radio. Today I'm joined by my brothers, Rich and Mike.
Hey.
We're visiting our parents on vacation for Christmas.
Going to Outback tonight.
Yeah, we're going to Outback Steakhouse tonight for dinner. Yeah. What are you going to get? Prime rib. I knew you were going to say that. All right, the first song we played was the Warriors theme song by Barry Devorzin. We used to watch it all the time when we were kids.
That's a sick movie. They better not remake it.
Well, there's a rumor they're gonna.
With Bieber?
Bieber.
Yeah. Or,
Dad, how's it going?
So, nobody remembers using it this morning?
Using what?
iPad? No.
No, I haven't seen it.
Alright.
It's around here somewhere. I'll help you look for it in a minute if you want.
That's okay.
Okay. Rich, do you want to start off the first full set of music?
Yeah.
We're going to each play a song, like three. We'll do it in threes and then we'll talk. And
yeah, right. Huh?
Cool. Shut up.
Yeah, no, I want to hear Jawbreaker Fireman.
Okay, and then we'll go from there. Good?
Yeah.
All right.
Depressing one.
All right. Rich played Jawbreaker, Fireman. I played Motor Breath by Metallica, and Mike played That's Good by Devo.
I think that was playing when Corey Webster was competing in the pool competition in Thrashing.
No, it's not the pool competition.
It's not?
It's the open when they first get the ramp going.
Oh.
Ramp, and they spray paint ramp locals.
What's playing when he's doing the pool
I can't find that song anywhere. It's called Touch the Sky.
Touch the
Fly
Sky.
So high. Remember that? Rich?
No, but I do want to tell
Hook and the Daggers.
Joke.
Made it didn't make it obvious at all that they were the ones who dropped the jacks on the pool. Do you remember that?
I touched when I called you in that last podcast, Josh and I did, we talked about you wearing your karate uniform to the mall in high school.
Yeah.
Did you actually think that was gonna get you some chicks or
Yeah. Yeah, we used to wear our gis to the mall, try to pick up girls.
You and Tim.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I mean you really thought that was gonna work.
Yeah, and when we weren't doing that, we had printed up leaflets about how heavy metal music was bad.
And, are you serious?
Yeah, and we were putting them on car windshields and putting them in the albums in like Musicland and what.
I thought you were into metal in high school.
Yeah, I did too.
I was on like a Born Again thing for about a year.
Nice.
What year of high school?
Probably my sophomore year.
That's pathetic.
Yeah, it is.
I remember you were listening to Rick Astley. That might have been like the second Born Again.
Yeah, that's correct. That's
you September. Went through Born Again twice?
Yeah, I did.
Was that the last one?
Yeah.
Late 80s.
That's correct, yeah.
And you started a ninja club as well?
That's correct, yeah. We had a ninja club. A secret ninja club.
How many members?
Was it just two of you?
No, there was three of us. Tim's dad was still married. He was boinking this lady in Oakland. And we would go over there and him and that lady would drink. And myself and Tim and her son would go out and like climb trees and what, and then you know go to Chicago Ridge Mall and eat. And we got jumped on the way home. And
because you were wearing your uniforms, probably right?
Oh, I don't recall. But we were cutting through it was pretty not a real nice area, and we were cutting through a playground. And the fat kid, he got caught. And myself and Tim, I don't think I've ever run so fast. Got away.
So. I guess the bottom line is in high school you were pretty cool.
I was, yeah.
All right.
I was like Napoleon Dynamite. My best friend was the exchange student.
From the Philippines?
Yeah, I couldn't understand a word he said.
Didn't you also become friends with another exchange student across the street from Mexico?
Yeah, that's right. Marco Viejo.
So you couldn't find any American friends?
No.
Who you could actually communicate with?
I was a pretty big loser.
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah.
Don't shake those hips. Don't bat those lips. not a Christian with your high and mighty Aaron. Your action speaks so loud, I can't hear a word you're saying. Hey sister, bleeding heart with all of your compassion. Your labors do the hurt, but can assuage temptation. Hey man of science with your perfect rules of measure, can you improve this place with the data that you gather? Hey mother mercy, can your lungs bear fruit forever? Is your fecundity a tremble or a treasure? Your children cry when you left them at the station. Hey, moral soldier, you've got righteous proclamations and precious tones of fuel your pulpy conflagrations. And I want to conquer the world, give all the idiots a brand new religion, put an end to poverty and cleanliness and toil.
Mike played Jesus and Mary Chain Between Planets. Rich played Wednesday 13, I Walked with a Zombie. And then I played Bad Religion, I Want to Conquer the World. All right, should we do another set of songs?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to start it off with a Gentleman Jesse song. I just saw them in Lawrence a few months ago. Pretty good.
Oh, I have a great story.
No way.
Yeah, my buddy Rob actually had a party where he had myself and the Mexican guy over, and his parents were out of town, and myself and Rob and several other people, and I was drinking quite a bit, and I thought that I might be able to get this one girl, and I was talking her up all night, and I remember the last...
Were you lying to her the whole night?
No, but I was really, I had my beer goggles and my beer muscles on, and the last thing I remembered was, leaning up against the door and talking to her. I had my hand up on the door and just really trying to, talk to her and thinking it might happen, and Rob gave me a bucket in case I was going to puke, and I woke up in the morning in the hallway with the bucket over my head, and she had stolen my wallet.
Do you know who she was?
No, just casually.
So you never saw her again and confronted her about it?
I actually saw her at Great America the next summer. She was with a guy, and she denied it.
Oh, you actually asked her about it?
Yeah. She was getting off a ride. I was getting on. I said, hey, you stole my wallet.
All right. I'm going to play a song.
Without you, the most simple things I cannot do, like a dress. to the beach.
Yeah. Sound good to me. This sound hard. Something funky people gon' dance to. Give the record a second and a chance to. Hitting people like a scene of amazement. While they slipping back, my feet is planted in the pavement. Crumble I can never do. So now I'm looking dead at you. What are you gonna do? You listen to the knowledge of a scholar. You say how I breathe, tell them how I holler. I'm the E-double, and I proclaim my name. Straight up, good gang, peeps all game. I'm like a rhino, running through the roughest pack. They figure I'm a trigger happy nigga, so they step back. Breathe. The microphone is who lasts the longest. So news is strongest. It ain't a game, it's plain to see. You listen to the sounds of breathe. There ain't a future in your front. I never got caught with a kilo. And if you ever do, yo, it'll never be with Leo. Serve it in a Cherokee or maybe it's a Geo. Black on black Benzo, we'll get it up for Leo. Never have to worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo, TB, pop the trunk. Cause we don't go for playing, wanna play, go grab a ball. When I'm on the mic, I ain't for playing, not at all. Cause I clock 10 jeans a week, booming at my peak. Always see E's sober, but I do get geek. I can give you a job, a place to eat hearty. Meet your homeboy Marty at a B.O.B. party taking over. Barking like a dog named. I'm picking suckers like a four-leaf clover. They biting words on the mic, they seem cobras. So now they saying egg breeders get no. I'm the B, the R to the double E-G. And down with my homie G-A-S-N-O-E. And suckers cause him static cause he still be disagreeing. I don't give a cause I'm from F-L-I-M-T. In a city where pity runs low. If you ever shoot through my city, now you know. Cause we a strictly business and we also got a pride. And if you don't like it, I suggest you break wide. Suckers study looking for the ammo when he wire. Thinking that illegal is the best one, slowly dying. I ain't got time to see a fiend fiend out. To give up all his money and to give up what he got. That's the way I am, MCB cannot be different. Never change the ways for the world or the government. If I was the president, then I would stay fat. You leave it up to me, I'll paint the White House black. And ain't no future in your front. There ain't no future in your front. Yeah, I got dollars in my pocket, not from rolling. If I was a fiend, then my gold would be stolen. Put my name Breed on everything I own. And when I get my Jeep, I'm putting Breed on the chrome. Shine it up good, kick it through my neighborhood. Motorola phone, fat and a Kenwood. Put the kid around it and then I'll have to drop. Just because the riding people think I'm selling rocks, but ain't no future in your front. There ain't no future in your front. Your flash, man, drop that. To the rules of the world. Live my life raw, cause I never liked the law. Wear top tens on my ass, use jeans. Selling big gates and tit for tat to the fiends. Clock much dollars, but I never break a sweat. Trying to move out, my posse saying, you got my back and I got yours. What time is it? Tear down the door. Yo, well, let's start this party, all right? Kick out that fat, fat dance.
Down.
truck already, but this year the colors finally hangs me outside to dry. Give me the chance and I'll breathe. Let it take over me. And we'll be so tired as it passes by. Give me a week and I'll believe it. I'll be wet for the things to come down. You just want me to say I'm afraid to commit to anything. I got drunk on purpose, but if I've done nothing wrong, then why are we already screaming? Give me a chance and I breathe. Let it take over me. And we're both so tired of this pacifying.
Played Gentleman Jesse, I'm a Mess. Rich, what was that hip hop rap program?
MC Breed, you know, Future and Your Friend.
All right. And then Mike played Kill Creek song called Unsteady. Were they from Lawrence or Kansas City?
I'm not sure.
Thanks. Okay. Rich, do you, what, one of our favorite movies, all three of us, is Over the Edge, mm-hmm. 1979. Didn't you say that, or you've told us stories before because we were too young to remember, that Plymouth, Michigan in the late 70s, early 80s when you were living there was kind of like over the edge?
It was really pretty out of control. It was strange because by like outward appearances, it's a nice area.
Just like over the edge.
Yeah, but there was really this leftover like drug culture from the 60s when it had gone bad. And I mean, the kids in school were all doing Quaaludes and pot, PCP, and acid.
This is like the 8th grade.
Yeah, 7th, 8th grade.
And how far were you from Detroit? Like 5 miles or something? 10 miles?
Yeah, maybe 10 miles. And we were right off of 5 Mile. Yeah, it was the school. We had riots on occasion. Locked the teachers in closets and, throw all the desks out of the windows onto the teachers' cars and stuff. And, I got kicked out of most of my classes by 7th grade and was just kind of wandering the halls. It was pretty crazy.
Was it, but you didn't see that movie till later, though, right?
No, but it was strange. You know, there was this car that used to drive around the neighborhood in a big circle every Friday and Saturday night, like at 5 miles an hour, kind of like the Warriors car with that beat-up jalopy with those guys in it.
The Rogues.
Right, and this car was scary. It was just full of stoners, and it would go 5 miles an hour playing, like, Nugent's Stranglehold really, really, really loud all night. And there was this 19-year-old lesbian with, like, a $50 primered car, and she had a fake ID, and she would buy up everybody like 40 ounces of Olympia beer if you came up with the money. And
for 12-year-olds?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Sounds kind of fun. What were you listening to? This was before your first Born Again phase. What were you listening to?
Sabbath, Ozzy had just come out, Billy Squire had just come out.
Ozzy had just gone solo, right?
He had just gone solo, yeah, with Randy Rhoads. Billy Squire had just come out, Zeppelin was real big. Yeah, it was Detroit was all about rock and roll.
That's awesome. Did you ever get to go to any concerts? Probably not back then.
No, I really wanted to though. You know, I would hear
Dad wouldn't let
crazy
you.
Crazy stories. No, I hear all these crazy stories. So,
well, speaking of Over the Edge, Mike, do you want to play the song off the from that movie to start off the next set?
Yeah, let's listen to Hello There from Cheap Trick. This All right. is at the beginning of the movie when, I can't remember that kid's name, but he shoots out the cop. He shoots out a window below, I think it's a cop car over the highway overpass, right? And
yeah.
He blames it on Richie White and Carl.
Yeah. All right, cool. Mike played Hello There by Ladies and... Oh, fuck, that's not what it's called. Hello There by Cheap Trick from Over the Edge soundtrack. We decided to just do all Over the Edge songs. So Rich played Teenage Lobotomy by the Ramones. And then I played You Really Got Me by Van Halen. I think the next set we're going to do is all kind of thrash-type music. You were going to a ton of thrash shows in the early 90s in the Bay Area.
Yeah, I moved to San Francisco in 1990. And prior to that, I'd been in a more hair metal, but... I got out to San Francisco. There was still there was a big scene there. Obviously, Metallica had come out of there.
Have you seen that? Sorry to interrupt you. Have you seen that documentary Get Thrashed yet?
No, neither have I. But there was a club called The Stone on Broadway in San Francisco that I used to go to just about every weekend and see these thrash bands like Violence and Mordred and Fungo Mongo and Exodus and so on. And
what about DRI?
Never saw them live, but you know they were local, if I'm not mistaken. If they weren't local, they played a lot in the Bay Area, but went to an awful lot of shows and really got to catch the end of that before grunge came along and ruined everything.
Do you hate grunge music?
I do.
Do you think there's any redeeming qualities or bands?
It kind of needed to come along and kill hair metal, because hair metal had gotten ridiculous, and they were giving albums to just anyone, or contracts, rather. And there was, like, I mean, knockoff bands of, like, Poison. There was a band called Tough that was a Poison knockoff. There was a Britney Fox that was, like, a Cinderella knockoff. It seemed like anybody could get a record contract, and the music had just gotten ridiculous. So it came along and killed that off, but it sucked.
Yeah. What about, how do you feel about Pearl Jam?
I hate Pearl Jam. I saw. I worked the Bridge School Benefit in San Francisco for the Neil Young Foundation, and Eddie Vedder gets on stage, and people just—I don't know—they treat him like he's some kind of god or something. I don't get it.
I think it's kind of cool though that he helped out Damien Eccles so much.
Yeah, I still think he kind of sucks.
No, I don't like his music at all. It's terrible.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, what do you want to play to start off this set?
Exodus Toxic Waltz.
All right, and you saw them a bunch, right?
Yeah, and they're a local San Francisco band.
Were they good?
Yeah, really good.
All right, cool. We'll be right back. All right. Rich played Exodus, Toxic Waltz. I played Suicidal Tendencies, Trip at the Brain. And then Mike played Anthrax, Caught in a Mosh. We're going to do one more set of hair metal type stuff. And you want to start it off with Motley Crue, Saints of Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Any final words?
I saw Motley Crue at the Warfield back in, it must have been the mid-90s in San Francisco, and John Corabi was singing for them.
Were they horrible with him or not?
It wasn't the same, but it was kind of funny because Motley Crue had just gotten a $40 million contract, and then grunge came along, and so they got to keep their money. But they were on the outs with Vince Neil, and they played the show in a small theater. And afterwards, my buddy and I came out, and next door was the Crazy Horse, San Francisco. And I'd actually never been to a strip club, and we actually went in there on a whim. And as we walked in, these two strippers came walking out in police uniforms, and I was playing the Bad Boys theme from Cops. And immediately, as soon as my friend and I sat down, they grabbed our hands and pulled us up. And so we're thinking, oh, cool, we get to participate. And they took us to the poles up the very front and handcuffed us, up their hands behind our back to the poles. And then they dropped our pants and went in the back and turned the house lights on. And we got to stand up there with our pants down, handcuffed in front of, probably 100 guys. My friend, I don't embarrass easy, but I actually did turn pretty red. My friend, looked over at me and said, "Rich, not a word about this at work tomorrow," because I had no shame. I mean, I would have told everybody, but I was actually...
You had no shame?
Yeah, but it was pretty embarrassing.
Who was your friend?
Ed.
Did you have a boner?
No, but nonetheless, it was embarrassing.
Did they, give you any freebies or anything after that?
No.
So they just pulled your sweatpants down right there?
Our pants.
Yeah. You were wearing sweats.
You were wearing sweats, right?
No, I wasn't wearing sweats. Sweats. No.
It took a while. All right, so we'll play that Saints of Los Angeles song, and then, Mike, you want to play a song?
Yeah, Ozzy, Breaking All the Rules.
All right, and then I'm going to play Cry Tough by Poison. And, Mike, do you have any final words?
No, not really. It's been fun.
You like those jeans I got you?
Rich bought a pair of jeans for himself and they don't fit. He didn't try them on for some weird reason and they fit me. And
skinny jeans.
They're sort of skinny. They're not skinny on me. But anyways, I like them.
And he hasn't let you forget that he gave you a pair of jeans, has he?
I think he wants some money for them.
No, I don't want any money for him. I'm just really glad to see Michael wearing them.
It's very exciting for everybody.
It's nice to see him go to good use.
How's your back, by the way?
Back, it hurts.
Ouch. How about your shoulder?
It hurts.
Anything else you want to complain about?
I think I'm having a stroke or heart attack about once a week.
Serious?
Yeah.
I thought you were kind of over your hypochondria.
It's in control.
Oh, good.
But nonetheless.
Well,
thanks, guys.
All right. Let's all get out of here.
All right.
All right.
It was fun.
Was it?
Yeah.